KJ4CTD, mobile.
How are you doing today? And just leaving Spartanburg, headed home.
Been around like a chicken with his head cut off. Too many projects trying to go at once.
Turn this radio down. You was a little muffled there at first, but no better there on the second transmission. What have you been up to?
Under the fierce mountain shadow. It'll get a little bit better soon.
Been eating traffic here and eating a cheese and cracker as I go along. We just been over to Costco's and to Sam's and headed back home. Nothing much going on today. It's too dang hot. 93 already.
Been out at Dolphin and I did all my required maintenance, but there was a couple of things I wanted to do extra, and I'm like, you know, it's hot, it's muggy, and I got way too much to do today, so I'll just come back and do it. It's not time sensitive, it's just, you know, it's got to get done eventually.
Oh, Bernice is with me, and I think we got everything shopped for, and got to get back and get the mail and settle down, and then we're going to take, she's going to make lasagna, and we're going to take it over to the kids' house for supper, because they had the flight from HCLL last night from up in Arkansas down to Atlanta. Atlanta was thunderstorms, and when they finally got to Atlanta, well, they'd missed their flight, so they had to rent a car at about midnight and drive home from Atlanta last night.
Those storms last night did a number on the equipment, too. I went down. One of the things I had to do was change out a fuse. It blew a fuse out of the equipment, and it's like, nope.
Done that many times. I even went in one night on a six-foot boring mill, and all the management was standing around, and I just got home, and they called me and turned around and went back. And he forgot to push one button that locked the rail on the machine. Therefore, when it was not locked, well, the spindle wasn't going to turn for sure.
That irritated the fool out of you.
Well, I used to really like this. The boss one night, he was a Hungarian fella, and he went in and got into my equipment in the electric shop. They took out all the mercury vacuum tubes and put them in a DC drive. These are big vacuum tubes. They was $300 a piece back then. He did not let them take the anode off and let them heat up and ionize the mercury. So therefore, when he started the generator, the operator told me they all just glowed real bright. And he took them, wrapped them back up in the wrapper, and put them back in my cabinet, and then lied to me about it, and said he hadn't done it. And the operator told me he sure did. He had a friendly chat with the boss the next day.
Tell me that story before.
Thinking of the worst ones I ever had, and that was one of the worst ones, because I didn't have any more vacuum tubes. And they were scarce as hen's teeth. But, you know, they'd burn things up like crazy. You can't troubleshoot for stupidity.
Man, you know, my first expectation was not that a fuse had blown, but it was the second thing I checked. I'm like, you know, it's nothing to turn it on. What's going on here? Even the low voltage power supplies weren't turning on, so it had to be closer to the AC mains, and yep, lo and behold, it was that stupid, yep. And it's only a quarter amp fuse, I mean, good grief.
Yeah, I've had them before. I've had fuses that were, they didn't look like they were blown, but when you put a meter on them, they were blown. And the worst ones in the world was those old fusetrons, plug fuses. They were hard to tell if they were blown.
In the system too, and it's like, thankfully it's not, it wasn't any of those. It was the actual quarter amp fuse right at the mains.
Multiple power supply one night that was Oh, he's probably 2 foot square and 8 or 10 inches high and had, +5, -5, +-15, +-12 and all that. And I knew something wasn't right, and finally I figured out the SCR had crowbarred it out. That was fun to find.
We were working on a some heavy equipment stuff way back when in the dark ages, none of this aviation stuff. And, you know, I thought it was kind of funny because somebody just put a big old chunk of metal across the mains, and that was the quote-unquote circuit breaker. if it melted through the copper, something was wrong.
Before I got there to the machine shop, they did that to him one night, and they took a piece of 1/4 by 1 bus bar and cut it and stuck it in place of a fuse on 3-phase, 480. And the next day, the crane, the hot bars that pick up the power to the crane, got ice. The electricians climbed up there to chip the ice off. And, of course, 1 phase was hot. And he fell about 30 feet to the floor and caught a channel iron right under his chin. That didn't work out so well.
Now, admittedly, it was strictly in a test rig. It wasn't hooked to any motors or anything. So, but still, you know, it's kind of weird. You look at it and you go, that's not a fuse. That's just a bus bar that's been thrown in there.
Yeah, they didn't do much of that. I come in one night on a call to the tool grinder area, and I went in the tool cage, and there was a whole box of 20 amp, 600 volt fusedrons laying in the floor right in front of the disconnect, and they blowed them all, and then called me.
I'm thinking that seems like that was a 3-phase system. You know, I guess in the initial startup and testing of the system, because, you know, it's a bunch of engineers trying to be technicians building something. Okay.
I like 3-phase, Wyatt. To me, it was easier than single phase because it simplified things, especially in motors. You didn't have any start switch, you didn't have any governor, and yada, 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 no capacitors. Just rotating phases, you know, and it was in general purpose control with, you know, row after row of relays. It was just easier to work with for me. I enjoyed it.
Okay, with 48 volt DC, that's pretty straightforward. Can't screw it up too much.
Company, they'll take care of it.
They don't use that voltage anymore in telco. You know that, right? That's been a few. They replaced that a number of years ago, Tom.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Well, I'm talking about many years ago. Yeah, receiver on was 48. You lift the receiver off and it dropped to 5. I remember that well.
I think the other in there is Wyatt. Good afternoon to both y'all. Back home after being to the doctor and grocery shopping, so my wallet is hurting.
The KJ4 CTD mobile. Been off to work, now off doing other stuff, doing errands, and got to swing by my house and see if the plywood ever showed up.
Well, you better have your... This is in Gerald TR. You better have your wallet wide open. You're buying plywood nowadays or any other wood. Yeah, we just come from Sam's and Costco's in Spartanburg and then stopped at Dingle's to get some stuff for... we're going to take dinner over to the kids. They got caught in a thunderstorm last night, delayed their plane, rusted. They never got home till 3 o'clock because they had to rent a car in Atlanta and drive the rest of the way home.
That's not a good ride coming out of Atlanta, particularly out of their airport, so I can feel sorry for them, very much so. And, it's what it is. Like I said, I had a doctor appointment. They're going to send me for an MRI for my back. They need to take another look at that because they've got some different things giving me problems back there. So we're going to go from there and see what happens and everything. And sounds like you're reaching deeper in your pocket than I did, Wyatt, because it's I was looking at the plywood the other day, and a sheet of quarter-inch exterior grade plywood was $35.
How much it is, because they've, you know, I'm installing hardwood floors in my house, and this is the second go around. This is the bedrooms I'm doing this time around, and they've already, you know, they were like, oh, we're just pull up your particle board, slap some plywood in there, we'll be good to go. They looked in the, they looked to pull the particle board up, and instead of the floor joists running front to back like normal, they want run the entire length of the house. So they're like, no, I can't pull up the particle board because we don't have any floor joists to nail the plywood to. Good figure. And so they're going to just put plywood, half-inch plywood on top of the particle board, and then put the hardwood floor on top of that. And that causes all sorts of other problems that were unforeseen. And it's just like, ugh.
My thing right there, I don't like carpentry. And I know what particle board is and plywood and that, but I never did much carpentering, though. Why? Go ahead, Russ.
I've got to have the same problem over here because I got to have some floor work done here eventually, and I've got some floors that need to be replaced. And of course, living in a mobile home, they have a tendency to put particle board underneath in here as the floors. So I got a feeling that when I start pulling up this taking all the carpet out, it's gonna have lots of particle board under it, and that's gonna be the biggest cost of getting a new flooring put in for me is the fact that we're going to have to replace the subfloor so that we have a place to put the new flooring down on. And, but that's, you know, that's what it is, and you deal with it, and hopefully you get everything right so that you get a good deal out of it, but you never can tell. And also, anyway, well, good luck for you, Wyatt. Yet hopefully it won't cost you too much to get all that done. And all, because I know flooring is not cheap. A friend of mine is having to have a bunch of flooring redone in her house where they found out that water had leaked up through her kitchen floor. And we got back in there and they got looking, and they had somebody come out to, she called the insurance people to come out and take a look at it. And it turned out that there was a crack all the way across the floor, across one end of her kitchen, so water is coming up through there. So now they're going to put, and the guy that had the place before her put down some cheap wood flooring and laminate. You can tell it's already peeling up, turning up at the ends where it joins together. So unfortunately, she's going to have to pay some out of her pocket because insurance is not going to cover it all, but they are going to cover the installation at least. W2T, go ahead, Tom.
Why? I've been in that place more than 15 years, and it probably does have particle board in it. So you've probably gotten about all that you're going to get out of that particle board, and it's going to be a good time to replace it with plywood. But yeah, it's, you know, even the deposit nearly gave me a heart attack, but when I asked them a price on doing the stairs, they were like, oh, it's the same price as doing your entire upstairs in hardwood. And I'm like, I can't do all that in one shot. Not a chance. I got to make a lot more money to be able to do that. So, you know, they're going to have to rip out all the railings because of the difference in height of the floor. And so, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just told them to do whatever made sense. We'll go from there. That's their business, not mine. So maybe they'll get something right. KJ4CTD. Go ahead, Tom.
CR. Yeah, I had that attitude with an HVAC company, and we were having a line replaced from the meter to the house. And I needed one more toilet changed. Bernice and I had drugged the other one in there, and I changed it. But I can't lift over about 10 pounds, and so it's just almost impossible for us. Oh, I'll go ahead and add that in there with it. And they put in a toilet, It took them 15 minutes. They charged me $600, and this has been several years ago, and it was a Gerber, and the dang thing never worked. So after about a month of hearing Bernice tell me that it keeps getting stopped up, well, I said, I'm not going to mess with it anymore. We just took it to the dump, and throwed it out, and went and bought a $179 one from Home Depot, and it worked just fine.
Deeper is better. You never know how things go, so. Anyway, well, that all works out. We'll see what it goes on here. Anyway, go ahead, Wyatt.
See, my house project, I'm also putting in flooring at one of our apartments, trying to get it back to rented. And, I'm just tired of flooring already. Because there's always some kind of weird problem. But anyway, for now, I'm just going to go north and go up to Columbus, North Carolina for a little bit and get my back all straightened out and then swing by the house and see how much I'm going to have to kill people.
LTR. Well, we had hardwood floors put in the living room and in the hallway. And replaced the carpets in the bedrooms when we first moved in. I'm glad we did because these two carpenters were really hurting for work and they were very reasonable and they were very talented. And I hate to do the same thing now, but they done a whale of a job. Yeah, it was a guy and his brother, and I can't say enough. They done great. And got the stuff down at Lowe's and whatnot. But I hope I never have to replace that. That's for sure. My brother-in-law out on the farm up in Kansas, he had been up to Boston to visit his stepson. And it'd be danged if when they come home, there was 4,000 gallons of water and come from a new ice maker that Sears had just put in. And it blew the hose off of it and just sat there leaking for the time they were gone until the neighbor checked the house. He's supposed to be checking it. But we went out there to check it also about 3 days later, and there were over 4,000 gallons of water in there. It runs the kitchen, living room, you name it. George was able to replace it himself, luckily.
When you're qualified enough to do that yourself, sometimes you can save money and everything, but there are times when you can't, so you got to just deal with it and hope you got enough money in the bank to cover it. Been there, done that, don't have a t-shirt for it, don't want one, so anyway. And all, I've got to get back over to some other things I've been working. Tonight you be careful out there on the road, get hopefully everything you need is done. And you don't do too bad on your pocketbook for getting things that you're trying to get done everywhere. So, anyway, I'll catch both of you later. Why to take it? W2T73s, guys.
73, Rusty. Go ahead, Tom. I got a phone call coming in.
I'll sign with you while we're getting near home. But, yeah, George, my brother-in-law, they were covered by insurance, but he done it himself, so he saved himself some money, I'm sure. Take care, Wyatt. Be safe out there. KG4CTD and 0OTR. 73, Rusty.
Get to it, Tom. KG4CTD, clear.